Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so
you
now.
You turn them the downfall, whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
That, yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Kane is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young running, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do you say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense.
check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, he ain't gotta put a rug on him. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumbled at? Somewhere they make gumbo at. Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the elements right above it. We own up. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. The hottest, hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Cash money, breakfast, but dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. You already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Unfucking believable. Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federlin. It's obvious that he'll be Cash Money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him. Bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. Nigga, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me.
Cause I'm better and bold.
only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuff, and there nothing gonna stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash 20 millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash 20 millionaire.
Fucking with me, man.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Peace, y'all. What's good out there? Hope everybody well. Yeah, I'm tapping in. Didn't tap in on Tuesday. Was just handling some stuff, and then I ain't gonna lie, my energy dropped a little bit before I got on here. It's crazy, but yeah, I didn't necessarily come plan with the opening for tonight. I just wanted to get started. I'm going to do a brief show. They keep dropping the call. Yeah, that's part of the reason why my energy is a little bit low, because I can't maximize this on the computer the way I typically do. So I don't know what the issue is. But yeah, that's how they're treating me tonight. I don't know, man. I took a look at some of the community dialogue and just being honest, because, you know, that's all I can do. I'm a little bit taken back, because I think people have in their mind, or this is the way I see it, let me speak from my perspective, I think people have in their mind that when you are tackling this concept of operating privately, right, and that means a lot of different things to people. Like, depending on who you're talking to, you get a different response for that question, right? What it means to operate in the private. And it just reminds me of the fact that we have so much information that is out there currently for, you know, people to subscribe to. Some, you know, free, some paid. A lot of it is recycled on, meaning, you know, other people did the work, put in the time, and it's recycled. And, just recycled. But I'm taken back at the fact that because there's so much information out there, it seems like folks are having a hard time deciphering what's the right information. So I kind of want to address that, and it's not going to necessarily go the way y'all expect it to. My perspective on it is this. If you're doing something, peace out there to chat. If you're doing something, if you are literally operating in the private, and the way that you're doing it is working for you, like, continue to do that. Like, if it's working for you, why switch up? Why change it? And with that being said, I want people to feel comfortable understanding that it's not just one way to skin a cat. Everyone has their own mind, everyone has their own energy, and everyone approaches these things differently. So I don't want to speak from a perspective of, unless we're comparing apples to apples, you know, generalizing. I think people just need to be confident in what they're studying and what they're applying. Now, with that being said, I've never taken the approach of trying to convince somebody of anything. I don't mind having dialogue. A lot of times I just shy away from it because my perspective is different, and I don't want to try to convince somebody to look at it from my perspective. I just don't care for that at all. And it's a struggle, right? But again, I want to encourage you, if you're putting in the work, you're putting in the effort, and you're seeing results from what you're doing, continue to do that. And however you choose to go about spreading that, that's on you. But at the end of the day, I want y'all to understand who I am. I've never been the one to get out here and try to convince, let alone a guru or a student, to get on the right track. Listen, different strokes for different folks, and I'm okay with that. Now, with that being said, if you're in this community, I guess, and I struggle with saying community only because a lot of y'all seem to be somewhat, I guess, confrontational or combative or maybe just confused. Maybe I'm just misinterpreting. But it just comes across as though you need to, what's the best way of saying it? Challenge, right? What's being taught or the perspective that's being taught. Again, I come from a perspective of I do the shit that I'm telling y'all, right? What I haven't done, I tell y'all, I haven't done this. Here's why I haven't done this, X, Y, Z. I get into it. What y'all fail to realize is I was in a boat similar to all of y'all from 2014 to 2020, really 2020 going into 21. Right? And that confusion for me created a lot of chaos. Because let's be honest, I already acknowledge that a lot of this information that y'all are now getting is recycled information. And recycled information tends to be watered down. It's like the telephone tree program or whatever, you know, concept or activity that they do, where you whisper to one person at one end of the spectrum, and then by the time it gets down to the bottom end, it's completely different in terms of the message that was being sent. So it's distorted, right, for lack of a better term. And people hang their hats on these things because maybe you get a certificate here or you get a stamp there or, you know, something gets thrown on the record there or you blow past a situation that you didn't expect to conquer. Well, we're trying to help everyone, and I say try because it's a daunting task, and it's becoming daunting for me, extremely daunting, because people are misinformed. And then when you try to educate them, right, re-educate, it's like my niece just turned 3, and her thing is everything that she does, everything you say to her is why. But why, mommy? But why? But why, uncle? Why? 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 I am not here to play that game with you. Here's where y'all keep messing up. Your responsibility is to gather as much information as possible. Once you have that information, your task is to make an informed decision. See, I can put on my other hats, right? I can do that. but you're going to make an informed decision. Now, you all struggle with making an informed decision simply because you are not informed. You listen to what someone says, and you run with it. You don't do any due diligence. You don't go and look up what they said and investigate to see if that's exactly what it is. I'll give you a perfect example. Part of the reason why I struggle every day with this concept of jumping on YouTube and policing disinformation, because that's basically what I would be doing with the concept that I want to kind of present to y'all. And, you know, I check out one of my people, you know, one of the folks that's in the system, in the community, so to speak. And, like, you know, they say things. And I'm just like, yo, who's going to stop to go back and actually listen to that again to go investigate it? Because when there's erroneous information, all you have to do is just do your research. Just look up the shit that they're saying. And you'll figure it out right for yourself. If you choose to apply your own mind, I'm not saying look up something to agree with somebody. Look up something to challenge what they're saying. So on one end of the spectrum, I invite people to, what, be controversial about the things that we're talking about, but base it on something. Base it on something, not your feelings. Base it on law. And then when we talk about law, let's be clear. Statutes is not law, but a lot. I'm running off already. That's not where I wanted to go. Let me backtrack. I'm trying to help those that say they want freedom. True freedom. I'm asking you to stop wasting your time trying to have conversations around certain topics when you have not done your due diligence. You cannot have a conversation about something that you are clueless about. You will be giving your opinion, and no one wants your opinion. They want for you to share with them how you've applied that information and how it's impacting your life. That's all people want. So with that being said, let me also go a little further. You don't have to agree with the stuff that's being taught on this platform. And if you don't agree with it, do not subscribe to it. You're going to frustrate me, and I'm working on a different me for this year or whatever. The case may be moving into, you know, the future. So, you know, one of the things I hate is to be repetitive, right? To be repetitive. If I put up some information, it's your job to go investigate and see what's being shared. Now, I didn't participate in some of these correspondences that were going back and forth, but I didn't like the tone of it, and I didn't like what was being discussed. At the end of the day, that's not even a topic that I've spoken to. Now, I didn't come on here to rant about that, but this is our community. These are the like-minded people that we find ourselves around. This is what we have to deal with. I am not for everybody. I can't continue to just express to y'all. And really and truly, I'm getting tired. I am getting tired trying to help somebody who don't want to help. They think they want to help, but they don't want to help. It's like they're listening out to find ways to say, okay, yeah, I disagree, but I'm not going to base it on anything. I'm going to base it on what I heard. I never tried it for myself. I never applied it for myself, but I'm going to just go off of what I've heard. Or I just took up something because this is the movement. This is the way everyone's going right now. Look, man, I challenge y'all. I've been asking y'all from day one, call me out on something that I'm doing wrong. Call me out on something that I'm teaching you that's incorrect. The issue is that y'all can't. And y'all not going to make me cuss tonight, right? Y'all can't because I come straight from the law. Now, what is the law, as I mentioned before? What we consider to be law, and I say that in loosely, right, in the community, because y'all run to statutes all day, every day. But I'll help you with that. The statutes are codified. So they hide the private information that you need to be paying attention to, and they only show you the public stuff that keeps you legally bound and restricted. But all you got to do is just put on your other goggles and say, okay, I'm looking for the private information. I'm looking for what contradicts what they're saying is the law. And there you go, public and private. I'll break that down in another session. In any instance, I don't want to ramble too much on this topic. I just think that people need to just be honest with themselves. If you're here to learn, be here to learn. You can challenge things, but come with something of substance, right? I'm not here to explain anything to anybody, which is why I didn't respond. I almost... y'all don't know me. Like I said, this is getting tiring. It's getting old, and it's just not even motivating. It's not in any instance. I was asked to talk something about estate. Now, I don't know where the hell to start with that because I don't know what the uproar is. I don't know what the confusion is. But I'll take a stab at something that I think I saw, right? And one of the things I think I saw was just the overstanding of why you would need that. Listen, y'all. Listen to me carefully. It was all centered around EIN. Excuse me. Let me also add that portion, right? Why you need an EIN for this estate. Look, it's not me. I promise you. I didn't set these ground rules, right? But here's what I challenge you all to look at. Without me even going into anything, this is how my brain works, people. So just listen. You have an estate. And I'm confused because I saw the term ecclesiastical in there somewhere, and I don't know how or why that applies to what I'm referencing at this point, meaning the estate. So maybe I missed the convo. Again, I scan these things. So here's the thing. A lot of this talk to transition into private, meaning outside of the so-called realm of the public, right? It is contingent on what our ancestors left behind as far as instructions. Now, I'm going to let you know I subscribe to this, right? So here's my fault in it. I subscribe to this. And I subscribe to Nobuju Ali being as courageous as he was, taking the time to instruct us on how to transition. And what the instruction was just to get a new name or take on a new name and start to do business in that new name. Now, for a lot of people, that's very simple, right? But what folks fail to realize or understand is there was a letter, and I don't have time to dig for it because, again, I didn't plan this conversation, but there's a letter. I forgot who the hell it was. But they gave it to him. Damn, I had that damn letter. I'm going to have to post it now. I put it in the community chat because I just brought it up. But the letter basically said that we have a system in place now. This is pre-1933, obviously. But we have a system in place now that we're rolling out that's going to pretty much hold everyone hostage. And if they do not subscribe to this system, they basically will not have the opportunity to buy, sell, eat, sleep, do all of this stuff as the rest of the world is doing it. And we're obviously teetering to that complete domination where they're trying to bring in this crypto stuff and make all your credit and all this shit online. Obviously it's online, but I'm saying stop cash and stop the cash flow because they want to be able to turn your life off. If you don't comply, we just turn your life off. Which reminds me, didn't they just recall the jab? They just recalled it. After 50,000 people died, I came across this information. Now, I got that from one of the gurus I was listening to earlier, let me be honest, right? But that's amazing to me because people lost their lives. And here's the frustrating part. Can't do a damn thing about it. Not their loved ones. Nobody. unless they know how to operate and administer these estates. So, concept of the estate, which is what y'all are asking me to talk about briefly, and I say briefly because I'm going to do it loosely. Y'all have to understand how these things started out, and you have to come to terms with what they disseminate as information because they tell on themselves. Now, where should I go? Should I go to Wiki? Nah, let me tell some stuff off the top of my head. So like I said, pre-1933, they showed you we're about to turn your life off. Now they're pushing the envelope. So you have to know how to administer your estate. Every time you go to court, that's your opportunity to administer your goddamn estate, but you don't know how to do it. And they trick you. So you keep wondering why you're being pulled into these banks. It's because they want to tap into your estate. Let's keep it 100. People pull Q-tips and find out how much their bonds are being sold for. Where do you think that money comes from? Out of thin air? I mean, it literally does. But where do they attach it? Why do people go to jail? This concept of estate is not new. Y'all should thank y'all lucky stars that they even have this information available to us, because a lot of people overlook these things. So let me just be general, and then I'll take some calls. All right, so let me be general. First things first. In real life, when someone dies, the court administers their estate. That's just a given fact, right? That's called probate, right? If they die with a will, that's one process. If they die without a will, that's another process. So let's call these terms what they are. Again, I'm doing this off the top of my head. So when you die with a will, you die testate. When you die without a will, you die intestate. So they call it testicity or intesticity. That's the issue that is at hand. Now, we're talking about real life because my grandfather passed, my grandmother passed, and I wasn't able to do anything. My grandfather passed during COVID, the beginning of COVID. Why? They starved him to death in a nursing home. So we didn't get to do anything because when I asked for paperwork, they didn't want to give it to me, meaning my family. So I had to leave that alone, right? I don't take stuff lying down, but, you know, what am I going to do? So when you die, they treat you like that. So if you die with a will, your transition is probably going to be a lot easier. Why? Because they put certain mechanisms in place that if you don't do it, then the courts do it for you. Hence, you be an intestate, right? So let's break it down further. On one side of the fence, you could say it's private. On the other side of the fence, it's public. They have a term for these. So when you're going into court, you really should be the executor, which is private, or the executrix administering their what? Estate. But you can't freaking do that if you don't establish that fact first. And where do you establish that? Or to whom do you establish that with? The court. You get it? All right. Now, when you die without any of those things, the court appoints someone and they go through the whole rigmarole of administering, because it's called an administrator, right, your estate. So public and private, right there in your eyes. So if you go online to fill out this SS4 and get your EIN for your estate, they'll give you the option. Are you court appointed or are you appointed by a device or a will? This is simple stuff. So at the end of the day, you can pretend all you want that these things are not significant, but I guarantee you, let one of your loved ones pass and they don't have those things in place, you have no say-so. It's one thing to, you know, beat your chest and say, man, I know what I'm doing. I'm private. I'm this, that, and the fifth. But can you enforce what the hell you're beating your chest over? Because if you can't do that, that's the problem. You get it? I need a 2-minute break. Give me 1 second. Hopefully I can remember where I left off. I need to just play some music. Give me a second.
Kane is in the building.
with Hollywood Cole. I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollywood chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flowing my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose. I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle. I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single. I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus, I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the heavens right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shit, shit. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do you say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and on the other side of it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Hey, my bad, y'all. Yeah, so I just needed a quick break. I was talking about the estate stuff, and I'm breaking down when you go into enforcement, how that works. Without these things, especially having these things in place, and if they died without it, the court's instructing you to create these things anyway, because it's all about checks and balances. Here's what people don't know. I'll give you a tidbit, right? When you put your will on the record, the first thing that the clerk does is alerts the comptroller. Why would they contact the comptroller to tell them to stop playing with the money? In any instance, these are things that you would know if you go through their requirements, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that set the bar for this. So if you're not going to comply with their provisions, then you're going to be fresh out of luck. I'll give you a different example. Let's jump to DBA as an example. It's like most people think that by doing a DBA, that which is a notice, by the way, that they have protection, right? But there is no protection. That's not how you protect that entity's name, right? What that provides you is it provides you a notice, public notice, that allows you and affords you the opportunity to enforce your claim. It doesn't win you the court case or win that claim for you. It gives you the opportunity to enforce your claim. And if you follow how a lot of these states write their DBA information, it's worded so that there is no enforcement for most of them until you see that it's actually exclusive. But how do you make it exclusive? That's what y'all are missing. So a lot of these things, I find that people touch the tip of the iceberg with it. I'm not going to go any further, right? I think I can probably address some questions depending on what comes up. But at the end of the day, you all are clueless because you fail to realize that it's important for you to study these topics, go behind, and apply these things. And when y'all are not doing that, you're not going to get the results that some of us are talking about. In any instance, let me take some calls. I went off for a good rant. That's a good 30 minutes, 40 minutes almost. Yeah, about 30 minutes. See, hands up. 901-270, peace. What's poppin'?
What's up?
I'm chillin'. What's good with you?
listening in to see where we going with this. And not too bad of an alley-oop, I must say.
Okay. Would you know?
Well, take it back off what you're saying is that that people have different comprehensions in this subject matter and fail to realize that there are some intricate pieces missing in steps to get this so-called private work done. And with that being said, that creates confusion and a back and forth of information and ideals that can cause chaos.
Right.
And specifically. One more thing, and that's specifically speaking to as far as codes and laws, knowing the difference between the two.
Well, look, my thing is this, y'all. I started with the whole Noble Juwali thing. People think that's a joke. It's not a joke, man. You want to, and this is scripture, you want to be in the world, but not of the world. And people don't even know what that means, right? You got to be able to blend in, right, without sticking out like a sore thumb, but you are absolutely sticking out because you are different. And people got to know you're not with them, you know, you stand different. And I fail to see, like, you know, when people get into, I'll give you examples like foreclosures or child support issues and things of that nature, it's just because they don't know how to administer any of this shit. They want to act as though it doesn't exist. See, the Cesc V Trust, the way that was set up was damn near fraudulent. And I can't say that because it's their creation. But you can't duplicate what they've done. So the only thing you can do is take control of it and administer it. A lot of these topics, you know, I wanted to address them when I was deep in the studies of it. And I'll go one step further because I don't think I put this out in the public because, again, I don't talk about these things, right? But a major shift or part of your status correction is tied into exactly what we're discussing right now. And I don't think people understand that because One, no one else is teaching you that. Matter of fact, no one talks about the estate stuff. They just get you the EIN number and that's it. Other people, they used it for fraud. You know what I mean? They people's locked up and they chilling. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. But if you don't believe that these things are all intertwined, then you got to look at why they laid out that process for you. Why did they do that? There's an estate EIN. They explain it to you, right, as far as the IRS manual. So yes to that question or whatever comment that was in the community chat, right? Yeah, it's in there. And there's a lot more in there, right? So in any instance, you have to know what you're doing. And whatever your strategy is, as long as it's working for you, listen, continue to do that. I really sincerely mean that. I do. But you had any questions that you wanted to ask or anything you want to add?
No, I have no questions.
All right. I don't know, you know, is there something you wanted me to cover at least that I didn't speak to already?
No, you pretty much touched on it in the first half. certain things that I was going to speak on, you pretty much hit it right on the head in the beginning. So,
all right, I apologize for that, man. That wasn't my intention, but yeah, for me, I don't have to script these things. I can just have a discussion about it. Why? Because it's happened to me in real life. Just told you I lost both my grandparents here in America, and that was an ordeal in itself, right? Being lied to, the whole shebang, and you can't do a damn thing about it. This is what I mean by when y'all talk about freedom, this is what I'm referring to, you know, and the concepts that a lot of these people want to push is their own ideals. It's like you went to sleep, had a freaking dream, and whatever your dream told you, that's what you want to profess to the world. Like, you got to be within the bounds of what's going to be, I don't want to use nobody else's phrase, what's going to be the easiest for you. Let me say it that way, right? You want a certain result, so you go down that path that's going to make that easier, or the easiest path for you to accomplish that. So I just think, like, people make these things overcomplicated. You know, talking about trust, I don't want to talk about trust because majority of the people, they have the tip of the iceberg. They haven't studied these things for themselves. You know, to challenge what, again, is codified, that's stupid. Just being blunt. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good, man.
Cool. Let me see if I can drag somebody else there. 678. Look like they got a question. 273. I'm gonna bring you in. Peace. How you doing?
Peace. So I feel what you're saying. I kind of want to touch back on the beginning of the call. I feel what you're saying. I think the challenge.
Who is
this? This is Jackie.
Who's this?
Hey, Miss Jackie.
How you doing?
Hey, babe. I'm good. How you guys doing?
I thought it was you. I just didn't want to assume. Sorry about that. But yeah.
Yeah.
How you
no
doing,
worries.
Jackie?
No worries.
Okay.
I'm well. Thank you.
Okay.
So
great.
Okay. So there's a couple of things. I'll just kind of speak for me. I am in your group. Or this community, because there have been things that you've said that resonate with me. Now, to the point, you know, to your point, you said, or you made reference to something or inference to something earlier about, you know, not moving on your emotions. At this point, to some degree, that's what I have, right? So it's the resonance that triggers or motivates me to know which road to go down, when to let that go and pick up something else, kind of a situation, because of the fact that I don't have the information, right? So being so new, I don't even know what I don't know, I don't even know all of what I don't know. So it's not until I hear a conversation with you or, you know, watch one of your videos or listen to one of the calls that different things that you drop become a point of interest now for me, a point of study. So I'm saying that
can
to
I,
say.
Can I?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I just wanted to interject something. You're so awesome, right? Because at the end of the day, I have asked, and for those that were on Patreon or, you know, because I dismantled pretty much everything, right? But for those that were on those platforms, and even early on IG, that's a question I posed to everyone. What is it that you don't know that you don't know that you need to know? That's how I phrase it to them, right? This is the question you got to ask yourself at all times. Otherwise, you won't find what you are looking for. You'll find what other people want you to see. In any instance, go ahead, Jackie. I just pointed that out.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's profound. I think the challenge, though, you know, again, is without some kind of initiation or trigger or prompt, we're not even sure how to deal with that answer. So we could ask the question, but we're still not on the frequency of the answer because the question is too prevalent. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand.
I'll accept a portion of that, but here's the thing, right? I have to challenge you because y'all are just lazy. Ms. Jackie, you're very intelligent. It's not my first time having a conversation with you, and I enjoy your perspectives every time you speak, right? But the reality is this. Y'all are just lazy, Ms. Jackie. See, when you came up in school, they gave you a textbook, and they told you this is the homework, and you had to go figure it out, right? And if you couldn't figure it out, then they provided you some assistance. But you all are complacent. You know, we're in this era of, what do they call it, gratification. Instant gratification. No one wants to put the damn work in no more. You want to be a basketball player, but you don't want to spend all the tedious hours playing basketball, honing your skills. You want to be a doctor, but you don't want to go submit to school for 8 to 10 years or 12 years, whatever it's going to take. Like, it's asinine for us to have these wants or desires and not be willing to commit to put the work in. Now, I say that to say that frustrates me, obviously my excitement already, because I've heard that so many times. Over and over in the past year and a half, I've been doing it. Now, what's frustrating about that is the fact that people take no responsibility for self. Can I help you to understand where I'm coming from? Wait, I'm going to give it to you because I know you have something to back up what you're saying. I just want to give you my perspective. Yes, mm-hmm. I was prompted because I got into the information. But early on when I got into the information, my friends were just producing these documents. It's like, oh, authenticate your birth certificate, and boom, 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 I'm just doing what they're telling me. I didn't do any legwork. So authentication comes back, and I'm like, yay, right? I go and I do DBA, yay, right? And it's not until about 6 years later that someone is still teaching and goes back to a particular topic, and they said something. And you know what I did? I literally kicked myself that day when I figured it out because I asked myself immediately when I heard them open their mouth, I said, you know what? I never did my due diligence. I just accepted everything that this person said, and I would have fought somebody how loyal I was to the so-called individual, you know, or to their information, so to speak, right? I would have fought somebody not knowing any damn better. So that's what I'm speaking to. That's my personal experience, right? Not trying to knock anybody. So what I'm saying is when I realized that I had some information, but the information was incorrect, what was my outlet? What was my alternative to go figure out the correct information? Shit, I had to put the time in my damn self. I had to use my own brain. That's what I'm speaking to. Because you all can get information all day, every day, but you're hoping and praying that people are telling you the truth. You're hoping and praying that what you're paying for, you're getting. And I'm saying you don't even have to do that. person like me comes out and says the information is free, I give it to you. Go do your due diligence. You ain't going to hear that shit one time and figure it out, Miss Jackie. It don't work like that. Even if I was the best teacher and I explained it in the easiest of ways, somebody's going to still be something. I'm not saying it's going to be you, but somebody's still going to be lost. You got to put your work in, Miss Jackie. I hope I don't disqualify what you were going to say, but, you know, that was my perspective. It bothers me, and it fires me up every time I hear it because we have a responsibility to self. All I found was what? Books, documents. I went and did research, so I just investigated. Oh, authentication, let me start there. Shit, I never read the laws that were cited here on the bottom left-hand corner. Let me look all this shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This ain't even talk. Wait, goddamn it. Rule 902 says self-authenticate. Wait, why are we even doing this? Waste of goddamn money. Waste of time. Waste of paper. That's how I'm able to sit here and say everything opposite to what y'all been hearing, because nobody's actually studying the freaking information. They take somebody's information and recycle it. They don't even go do the due diligence shit that I'm speaking to you on. They don't look to see if there's any errors. They don't try to correct anything. So when I speak, all I'm going to cite is bullshit that's coming out people's mouth. I'll give you an example. I heard someone say Rule 5.1, which is a constitutional challenge, that the Rule 5.1 only applies to federal. Well, shit, in the federal damn Rule 5.1, it tells you you can do that shit on the state level too. But they say the state level's version of a 5.1 is a habeas corpus. Six, I know you know what I'm talking about. All that's garbage. Your state has the same damn code. It's just not 5.1. But you can look up constitutional challenge in your state, like Darren fucking T. U. is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you Florida's is Rule 1.0170 or 1.070 or whatever. Like, get the fuck out of here. But y'all don't even go look. And y'all want this energy from me. Y'all want me to continue to take hours at a time having conversation that's just hitting a brick wall. It's a waste of my time. I don't know if y'all see it that way, but that's how I see it. I help people that bust their ass. You want to go, you want to be my friend, go try to call me out. You're not going to offend me. Go try to find fault with what I'm teaching. You're not going to offend me. You're going to help me to be better equipped to teach everybody. You're going to help me to be better prepared. Like, you can't. Listen, man. Listen. I told y'all I invited the gurus over and over on IG. Six, did I not? Come on here and let's have a discussion. We don't want to talk about your fucking feelings. We want to talk about the law. We want to talk about what's working. We want to talk about that. I continue to extend that to people, but they won't take it. Why? Because they're teaching you bullshit. I digress, Miss Jackie.
It's okay.
Hope I didn't offend you.
I think. I'm sorry. Say that again. I missed the last part.
I was saying, I hope I didn't offend you. I'm just trying to be honest, man. I'm tired of this stuff.
No, I'm not offended. I'm not offended because I know the work that I put in. Now, it may not be to the level of what you put in. Who knows why? You know, there's a plethora of things that I can give credence to that make it difficult for, you know, you mentioned at one point that
but
you locked yourself away to be able to study.
Yeah, but it's just an excuse. We know that. Yeah, we know that. It's just an excuse. It's not going to satisfy anybody because at the end of the day, you know you're lacking. That's all it is. So you know you got to put in more work. You don't need to lie to yourself. You just need to own that and affect change. That's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, my thing is this. There are a couple of things that I feel. One of them is, or that I question. One of them is, based on what you went through with the last group, and I don't know what that was about and the time that you invested with them. I don't know what all of that was about because I wasn't a part of that. I think that that's relevant to how you're approaching this group, and I don't know who's involved in this group. You know, there's not a whole lot of conversation that's happening in the community, so I'm not sure. But I would admonish you maybe to take a look at that, to consider that you're dealing with different people at this point. And maybe where the expectations are. So you made mention of the fact that, you know, when I was in school or when we were in school, they would give us a textbook and homework. And whatever we didn't know, we had to figure out or we could come back with questions. That is correct, but we had that textbook. If you, one of the things, and again, for me, I'll be honest to say, or I don't have a problem saying that at this point, I am still weeding through. I am still trying to figure out, okay, so what of this do I hold on to, if any, and then how does that apply to this? Because I will say this, I feel confident in the information that I'm getting from you. I feel confident in it. However, it does not negate the question of the information that I've received or came across previously, and the questions of whether or not, you know, that fits into or will at some point fit into what you're presenting. So that was, for example, that was one of the things or one of the reasons I brought up the question about the EIN when you were talking about this is how to go about the EIN. I was asking the question with regard to the responsible party. At one point, I've heard that, you know, you should have another name or another appellation and use that and no Social Security number. Well, at this point, I don't know if there are multiple EINs, and that's not relevant to what you're talking about right now, because the other thing that I'm trying to do is just kind of stay with you, focus on where you're at, get an understanding of what you're talking about right now, what you're presenting right now, and then kind of
and
move from
there. And that's my biggest frustration. Absolutely. Let me interject, because that's my biggest frustration. I know my audience at all times, but you all still reciprocate the same behavior. So my generalization is not attacking a particular group. I'm saying these are it doesn't even matter if they were on my group or if they just joined a call or if they just chimed in on an IG chat, or it's just continuous in terms of getting the same consistent acknowledgement from people, right, that they're looking to blame everyone else. You gotta understand. No one was handed a rubric. No one was handed a syllabus. No one was handed any book. You take a topic of interest and you start there. You take that topic and you investigate as much as you can in terms of finding their statutes and their codes and starting there. That's how you learn, right? So at the end of the day, no one handed me a rubric. When I went to go and lock myself between four walls, the rubric I followed was what I already did, because I was actively pursuing freedom. Along the way, the people that were leading us toward freedom forgot about freedom. That's all that was. And when I recognized it, I said, enough is enough. You're not going to keep getting my money and my time and my loyalty, right? Because I'm not getting what I'm paying for. I don't mind paying you, but I want what I'm paying for. So when I recognized that for myself, it was what? Just because I decided to stop, pump my brakes, and look into the shit that was going on. And I told y'all, it didn't start there. It started with the whole concept of trust. Because what people forgot is, if you're following somebody and they have multiple products, right? This is why I don't do templates and shit like that for the most part. I got to get into it, but I don't want people to have my writing. That's just my issue with template. And I don't want to half-ass somebody's template. You get what I'm saying? So I'm still trying to figure that out. But here's the thing. When people are selling you trust templates, right, and they call it a car trust template or a estate trust template, like a fucking estate is not a trust. This is what the SKV trust is. It's a combination of the estate and trust. There is no such fucking entity. How do you know that? Because the IRS manual gives you all the fucking entities that you can create. It's just that simple. So you can't duplicate the SEFKV trust. So all you can do is take over its management or its administration. That's all you can do to it. That's it. Let me direct all the shit that's going on. That's it. If you don't want it, you can abandon this shit. Huh? Nope, no harm, no fucking foul. I don't want to deal with that shit. All right, just give it up. Let it go. Move on with your life. But if you want the assets that are tied into your estate, then you're going to have to play their fucking game. This ain't my information. I'm just shedding light on what they're telling y'all. It's like everybody with the status correction bullshit. They're like, oh, I can correct my status. Listen to me. I got to go find the code. But listen to me carefully. The IRS manual says when your status is corrected, they'll fucking notify you. So I don't know why everybody's trying to run and tell these motherfuckers that they corrected their status. The IRS says when you have done everything you're supposed to, we will change your fucking status. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? What? Can I get y'all there? No, the fuck I can't, because y'all won't even do the foundational stuff. Which guru is explaining that to y'all? Who's telling y'all that? The B's, the alphabet boys that run every goddamn thing is them IRs and the S. Stop playing with me. They issue you your passport. They change your status. Stop playing with me. People are changing their status on the fucking passport like these people don't know. Then when they disappear, y'all wondering, oh, what happened to this person? I thought they had a non-citizen national passport. Wait, didn't I just tell you they're under the federal jurisdiction and them alphabet boys will come grab your ass and put all type of burritos in your ass? Oh, yeah, they get impounded. They get piled up with burritos. They like that shit. This is the insanity that I have to fucking deal with, because nobody wants to, again, take responsibility to say, look, it's on me. So when this person came with trust and I realized I had that shit before 2004. You don't even know how frustrating that is to go take up $1,250 and pay for some shit that you already had. It's on your fucking computer. Verbatim. And you tell me people ain't out here hustling people $5,000 to help you sell it. And then at the end of the day, this is what they did to everybody that paid that $5,000, including themselves. They breached the fucking trust. So what's the point? What's the point? Why spend all that money if you're just going to fuck it up? I'm ranting again. Y'all don't know the pain that I've been through. I can't point no fingers to nobody. When I was in it with other people leading me, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. Not or the doubt. The benefit of the doubt, right? Why did I do that? Because when something didn't work for me, I just blamed it on myself. I'm limited in some way. I'm limited on the information. I'm limited in experience. I'm limited because this shit is working for other fucking people. That's what other people are claiming. But this ain't it worse for them. So I had to look inside and say, whose fault is it that this shit ain't working? Mine. You think I pick up the phone and, oh, man, you took money from me and you jipped me and I don't give two fucks. And I had that person on speed dial. All right, you got me once. You ain't going to get me again. I'm cool. Ain't no love lost. I ain't sad. It's an experience. So now when I come and I say stuff, they throw out little shit like, oh, people who used to listen to me, they're teaching different shit. Because the shit that you're teaching is fucking wrong. And I can tell you that. Why? Because I invested in that. That's the difference. I can't talk about everybody under the sun. I can talk to the person that I put my fucking money and my energy and my faith in to lead me correctly. I feel like my energy is shifting, and that's not what I want to promote. My thing is I know my audience. My audience is the same, just like everybody else. Y'all come in, and y'all want to learn these things. You ask great questions, but you need to also go do your studies. If you're already doing it, double up. That's not me. That's Noble Drew Ali again. When you study more, and when you finish studying, or when you think you finish studying, studying some more, you get them saying, you got to study. Go pick up a book on that thing. They got a lot of them. Go pick up a book on trust. They got a lot of them. And look at what's consistent. But if you want to know what the fucking law says, you got to read their codes. And you got to see the public and the private. I'm not here to fucking answer everybody's question. A person don't want to invest in me, but they want me to give them all the fucking year I sat in that fucking four walls and I studied. You want me to come and just give it to you? Get the fuck out of here. It don't work like that. Don't work like that. Do your part too. I come and I shorten the learning curve. I'm giving you the breadth of information that you need to focus on. What more is there? I ain't confusing you. When I say trust, I tell you what type of trust to open up. When I say estate, I pull up the fucking form and I went over it with y'all. This is what y'all need to do. The thing that you mentioned about doing the estate, I don't know what you're talking about, but if you go and apply for an estate on the IRS website and select estate, the fucking screens are going to prompt you. You can't pick and choose what the fuck you're going to do. It tells you what to answer. And if you don't answer it, you can't fucking move forward. So this whole concept of, oh, you could use another appellation and not use a social, that's out the fucking door since 2016. They already changed it. Now they want two fucking social. They want two fucking domestic people because they know it's a public entity. So people are questioning why you need an EIN for the estate so you can stop using the fucking social. That's what Noble Drew Ali said. Get a new name and stop using the old shit. But here's the thing. It's still tied to it. So now you're administering it. The social never fucking goes away. Stop playing with me. But you don't have to subscribe to what I'm teaching. You can subscribe to what they're teaching you. Like I said, if it's working for you, do that. But no, I don't want to raise my blood pressure no fucking more. If y'all want to listen, listen. If you don't want to fucking listen, or if you're not even coming with, oh, I studied this shit and I don't see what you're saying. Oh, okay, let's look at it. Look, what did you look at? Let me see what you're not seeing. That's how I operate. But you just want to come and I'm supposed to entertain every fucking question under the sun. It's not going to happen. That's why I stopped responding in the chat. Not going to fucking happen. Not, granted, I was traveling, but I put something in on Saturday, and it took y'all, what, 2 days to fucking respond or one person to look at the fucking thing? Why am I wasting my time? I'm shortening the learning curve for y'all. You know those other people didn't do that? I had to pay for consultation to get that type of fucking information. Y'all know what time it is? You take shit for granted. And I'm the only telling y'all not to do the shit that these stupid ass people was telling y'all to do. But they turn it around and flip it. Oh, this person is an agent and that person is an agent. Check a person's record because y'all new to this. Go look at their whole team. Where their whole team at? But they out and about, chest puffed out. Where their team at? I'm not here to convince y'all. I put my fucking time in already. Y'all boring me with this shit. I ain't get no book. Nobody ain't give me nothing. I had to go figure it the fuck out. That's what I'm asking y'all to do. And I'm helping y'all with it. You had any other comments, Ms. Jackie, or questions? Or you did say you had some questions. Maybe I can address those for you.
No, I'm cool, I think, for now. I feel bad that you feel the way that you do, that you're frustrated like you are, but it just feels like at some point, like if you're going to help, then you're going to help or you're not, because everybody doesn't learn like you do.
No, it's not. This is what I'm saying. All you're doing is making excuses, Ms. Jackie. Ms. Jackie, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I put the entire screen for EIN for the estate into the thing, right? Did you go online and look at did you try to duplicate that in any way, shape, or form? Did you go and look at any other information other than what I put into the chat? Did you go look up the EIN and how to get that from the IRS manual? Did you read the instructions for the SS4? Have you done any of those things? But I guarantee you're asking me questions about estate, though. I guarantee that.
No.
I can tell you what your question answer is. Your answer is no. Your answer is no. But I guarantee you that you're asking questions about how to get EINs and everything, but you haven't looked at any of that stuff for yourself, Ms. Jackie. That's all I'm saying.
So that
I brought you the form.
That's not.
I told you where to go, IRS manual. I think at one point, maybe not in our, as far as like typing it in, but I probably said it, that they had the whole section on what each EIN number meant and what you had to look for at 6 or 7 after the dash. I explained all of these things to y'all. Did you go look at any of that for yourself? With me just talking, did you? I did not go
to the IRS manual. However, I did pull the SS4, which is what prompted
the
question that I asked you.
I pulled up the form itself.
Correct.
Did you read the instructions before you try to fill out the form?
I did not.
Absolutely not. Why would you? Because I already gave you the answers to the question, so now you're trying to get clarity on what I said you were supposed to write into what space. But you had the responsibility, Ms. Jackie, to pull up the freaking instructions and read it. That's what I'm talking about. But I have to tell you that, though.
Okay.
I have to tell you that, right?
I got you.
Y'all want to execute things, and y'all have no clue what they expect of y'all. How can you do that, Ms. Jackie? And that's not just you. You're getting the brunt of it because you're asking the question, right? And that's fine. You know, I'm passionate, so I don't want you, even
you're
though
good.
I'm passionate. because I'm still talking to you about it. I could have shut my mouth and not said a damn thing, you know what I mean, and just blocked it away and say, well, I'm not talking about that no more. But I'm trying to teach y'all. You have a responsibility to do your part. What is your part? You get something new that you don't know about? Google that shit. YouTube it for all I care, because I guess that's a new Google. But do something. You took the information I was spewing, and you try to fill out the form based on what you can recall. That's not going to help you, Ms. Jackie. That's not even shit that you can duplicate, Ms. Jackie. Because the next person that asks you to help them, they're going to ask you, why did you do it like that? And you ain't got no damn answer. See what I'm saying? We are the problem, Ms. Jackie. I'm here to break the cycle. I'm like Game of Thrones, the breaker of cycles. Oh, my God. I help people who put in the work. Anybody who wants me to work for them, you're going to get shit like this from me all day, every day. I don't give a fuck what type of mood I'm in. Good, bad, happy, sad, it doesn't fucking matter. You frustrate my brain with your lack of effort or resilience or whatever you want to call it, because you're just looking for answers. But you're looking for them in the wrong place. I don't give answers. And this is why people don't like me. I'm going to tell you why. Because when I answer you, I give you five different options. And that's even more confusing, because now you're saying, which one do I choose? You get it? Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you, Ms. Jackie. You were doing your due diligence as far as asking the right questions. I just think that you need to couple that with research. And that way you ask better questions, because I give you the answers if you ask them. That's what people don't get. The information is free. My time is not. Except for when I do these shows. Right? But I guarantee you, you get more out of it if you just study some of the stuff. That's all I'm saying. In the nicest of ways. Go ahead, Ms. Jackie.
No, I'm good. I got you. I hear what you're saying.
Six, what do you think about that? What would you find as one of the biggest challenges for, like, newbies? Like, and I know you're a little bit more eloquent than me, man. But what do you think is like the setbacks or the drawbacks for them? Because, you know, I just, my passion always overshadows the message. I get that, right? It's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I'm 40. It's not going to stop today, right? So at the end of the day, while I'm trying to adjust to certain things, I need people to get it. Because it's not me being excited. If I didn't give a shit, I just wouldn't even say nothing. Like, I wish people would understand that about me. Because when you piss me off, that's exactly what the fuck I do. I just stop fucking caring. And then you see the difference. Go ahead, Six.
Well, Ms. Jackie spoke on something, and I was going to jump in and interject, but let her get her thought out. But with her looking at the document and not reading the instructions, that's how you start to build your basis. You got to have a level of comprehension first. What is this? What are the different classifications on such document? Like, what is this in this box? Who is responsible? This, that, and the other.
Man.
Once you build that basis on, then it will start to spill out in everything else in this subject matter.
Man, what's crazy is you just hit
it
on the head.
I got it.
If there is one document for 15 different entities, wouldn't you have to know the rules for each entity if you're applying for one?
Yes.
Huh. That's a thought. Huh. Told you you're more eloquent.
So,
you know, some things I can work on, some things I can't change, bro. It is what it is. Go ahead, man.
That's fine. So Ms. Jackie, I know you mentioned to me before of, like, my thought process and how I go about things. Well, it had got to a point when many years ago I was getting into this information. I would listen, but I also had to stop and read the instructions. It's like it's no different from, like, I'm building a model car, putting Legos and shit together. You have to read the instructions. Or
do that.
Some type of home appliances. So it's like if you skip the instructions, sometimes you may get away with it by just looking at it, but eventually you're going to run into an issue where, like, you skip a step.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, so the instructions are there for a reason. And then once you start to see, you eventually come to something else. Read the laws or codes or whatever, and then eventually it's going to click. You're going to start catching things.
So I like always giving you multiple perspectives, right? Because people are drawn to things that I guess are either similar to them or they just have preferences, right? So while I'm full of passion, Six don't sound like it, but he's very passionate, right? Six just sound, I don't even want to say no bullshit on the radio. I'm about to say some foolishness, but
Go ahead,
gives
say
it to you all. I really feel like the way that y'all, like a therapist, I was saying, like you give it to them in the fashion that they most want to receive it. My thing is, half the time when I try to do that, I'm gonna forget the shit that I really want to get across to you, and I don't have time to sugarcoat it. Like, we're not kids, we're not. You're asking of someone who's volunteering their time on a day like this to do a two-hour show. When the last time I did a two-hour show, picture? Haven't been doing no two-hour shows. But I'm setting
this
time aside because I expected everybody that's asking all the questions in the chat to get on here. But they're not doing that. But they expect of me to come and invest in what they're asking about. Like, I like Buddy's comment, thank you. Thank you for what? What are you thanking for? No one's ever heard your voice or even seen a message from you until now. What are you saying thank you for? Is there something that we're saying that's erroneous? Why didn't you not step up and let us know that we're saying something that's erroneous? I don't have time for games, Miss Jackie. Too old for that shit, man. Too old. So I have the litany. I've had young people, middle-aged people, you know, people that are a little bit older or a little bit more seasoned. You get what I'm saying? I've dealt with people that was that 60, 70 years old. Like, I've been dealing with these individuals. And no matter who they are, they get the same fucking response from me because I warn you, do not ask me to repeat certain questions because that's asinine to me. And what do you all do? You keep asking the same fucking questions over and over. That's what you're doing. Why? Why are you doing that? Why? I took the time on my own time, freely, to just give you information. Pull out the SS4. Let me go through it. This is how you do the SA. This is how you do the trust. What more do you want from me? What more do I owe you? What is it that you have that is an expectation of me? But maybe I need to know what y'all expectation is so I can meet it. Don't have no expectation of me. I come here to do this because I'm passionate about the fact that y'all are getting disinformation. Right? I don't want that to continue. I want it to be the spoke in the wheel. But y'all ain't going to get your cake and eat it too. I got to teach you, show you, draft it for you. Get. Oh, boy. That's what I mean by frustrating. I'll sit down. I'll help you. But people have already showed me that they're not willing to do their part. And that's just consistently what – and people shy away from it. This probably, you know – I know you said you're not necessarily taken back, but this is what happens every time. People are taken back because you have to face reality. You are dealing with somebody that's not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you no bullshit. That's one thing I don't practice. Why do I need to lie to you? If you know it, you know it. Kashin in the chat, when he started out, he was green. But what was his issue? He wasn't running behind and doing his studies. Now you see him, he chime in and say, man, I went behind that, and I looked at that for myself, and I see it. I know what it is now. You hear him add to the conversation, and you can tell that he's grown in his information. He's only been listening to me for a year and a half. He's only been here from the start till now. He was green. He's typing it in the chat. Green. He doesn't sound like it now, but it was like that in the beginning. He probably took offense. You get what I'm saying? Because I was on him. I would say shit like, don't let Six blow you out the water. Don't let this new person come in and surpass you. That wasn't to be disrespectful. That's for me to help him to get to where he needs to be. Put the damn works in. Work in. Don't have an expectation of nobody to give you shit. And he did that. So I give tough love. I can't sugarcoat it. It just doesn't work for me. It doesn't. And I'm okay with that. Because I promise you, I'm not sitting here trying to excuse me, trying to help everybody. I can't. It's physically impossible. I help those that want the help and that are here for the help. How do I know you're here for the help? When you put in the goddamn work. My favorite people were the ones that would text me, or not text me, but IG me or DM me or whatever the hell the language is, right? 3-4 in the morning because they knew I was studying. And iron sharpened iron that way. Because when you're studying, you might teach me something that I didn't come across. How many times have I said something to Six like, hey, Six, I never even looked at that before. What you said to us the other day, Six, and it was me, you, and Jay on the phone, and I'm like, man, I just learned something new. Or Jay said some shit, and I learned something new. I'm willing to learn, too. But y'all want to deprive me of that. I'm not supposed to get anything out of it. I'm supposed to just give. And y'all bring nothing to the damn table. Did I say it as well as I can say it, Six?
Hey, man. Straight to the point.
My frustration is really about self, because it doesn't matter if I give it to you all in the nice, kind, soft, poetic way that Six delivers it, right? And everybody's drawn to that, but y'all still don't make no changes. Y'all still don't affect no behavior. So you get it from Six, you get it from me, and then still nothing happens. No, nothing changes. So what's the fucking point? Why do I need to conform? Spades are spades. I appreciate that. We got a couple minutes left. I kind of went off on a tangent. I'm pretty sure there are questions about some of the stuff that I talk about. So if you all really want the answers, here's an opportunity to ask some of those questions. And if not, I'll just hang up.
I will say this, though, that
go for it.
My demeanor now, that also took many years for me to get to this point, because I wasn't always like this.
Right. No, I mean, again, you know, different strokes for different folks, bro. There's people I can speak to with my passion and they get it. Right? There's
mm-hmm.
people, and they look at my passion and they get confused. They think I'm angry or I'm frustrated. No, that's just my passion speaking. When I get off of here, I'm not going to think about it again, because I don't wear stress on me. I don't need stress. But I'm telling y'all, when y'all bring it up to me and I have to address it again, where did I go? Immediately. Hold on, Miss Jackie, let me jump in, because I keep hearing this shit over and over. It's not you. I'm not attacking you. This is what people say to me all the fucking time. Can you imagine I'm teaching somebody in a status correction class and they're just like, well, you haven't told me what I'm supposed to do yet. What the fuck are you talking about? I done showed you the fucking law. What would you want me to yo, oh my fucking God, yo. As I said, I'm beyond just over this stuff. The estate stuff, if you want to affect change, and here's how it works with the IRS, because I can talk a little bit about that. The IRS manual, what section is it? 7.21.13.2.2. Some shit like that. See, I'm trying to remember this shit off the top of my head, and I don't even know fucking
code. Hold on.
21.7 right here. Already found it. So fucking
13.
All right.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got to get down to 2.2. No, I don't have the whole thing. I'm scrolling down now. Insolvency. Yeah, I'm trying to pass through all of that. Administrative expenses. Proof of claim, and none of this shit applies to y'all. Y'all serious? Decedent estate. A decedent estate or probate proceeding. What did I say it was?
Decedent estate.
And what is it? Or probate proceeding is governed by state law. Y'all don't, man.
And that was one of the key things of that conversation.
That's in the manual. The probate court, the personal representatives, right? Meaning the executor. They got issues, and this is This is not the code that I'm looking for, but it is kind of the code I'm looking for. So I'm going to leave this one up, not the section I wanted. Give me the section that you had fixed.
I think it was
21.7.13.3.2.2. IRM, and I clicked on the wrong one. God damn, but that was a gem I just found too. I just read the first sentence. That shit was fire. All right. Assigning employer identification numbers. Manual. This is the manual. August 24th, 2022. They've updated it. All right. So you got to read through their manual. All right. And I'll get down to the section that you just read, 21.7.3. Okay. 13.22, is that what you said?
13.3.22.
Oh, point three. That's what I missed. But before I get down to point three, this is what it says. When to assign EIN. A new entity has been created. The ownership of an entity has changed, and a new EIN is required. An individual indicates that an EIN is required for business purposes. That's it. There is no legal requirement for a taxpayer to be issued an EIN. Right? You won't know these things. What did that just say? That even your kids can... Let me stop, because y'all not fucking hearing me. Y'all not hearing me. All right.
There is no restrictions.
I ain't even going to get into it. I don't know nothing. Okay, so here's one I can go over. How are EINs assigned, right? How an EIN is assigned, excuse me. The system assigns a nine-digit number, and they give you the format for the nine-digit number by the campus of record. So they have a campus that sets these numbers. So when somebody says get a 98 number, that comes out of Philadelphia, the campus Philadelphia. When someone says get a, well, I don't even know, because it ain't gonna have the dashes on there. But when they say get a freaking 10, I guess that's the only way we can call these, a 30, a 60, a 67. These are all coming from different campuses. So you got Ogden, Memphis, Kansas City, Fresno, Cincinnati. So when people are even trying to get, you know, all of these so-called things done in the private, you need to know where these things are being conducted. So here's how they talk about the 6 and 7. Number 3, 6/7 million series EIN are reserved for trust, estates, and nonprofit organizations. What do they say? Trust, estates, and nonprofit. Hold on. Trust, estates, and nonprofit. Let me repeat it. Trust, estates, and nonprofit. A 6/7 million series EIN can be identified by the number 6 or 7 immediately following the fucking dash. So if you didn't fucking hear that or know that, you wouldn't even know when you did it and you got your EIN assigned to you that you did it correctly. This is why you got to read the shit. But no, I got to, you know, waste my time and go over shit that I've already read a million fucking times. Right? It's benefiting me. I'm staying abreast. Form SS4, general information and line numbers. So why did I ask you if you read the instruction? Because here's what y'all do when you're green. No offense, when you're green, this is what we do. We take a SS4 and we fill it out. You fill it out. Right? And you fill out the entire fucking document. You see why you're confused? Because for that one document, you can apply for, what, 10, 12 different entities? You got to know what applies to what entity. You can't just fill out the fucking form.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the instructions, it says when applying for an estate, do lines 1 through 8 and then skip all the way down to this, that, and the fifth. If you don't read the instructions, this is why they call y'all paper terrorists. You don't know what you're doing. But, yeah, I get excited and I say the wrong fucking thing. All right. So, Form SS4 application for EIN is used by taxpayers. All right. Now, what you need to understand is an estate and a trust doesn't pay taxes. So when people are in the chat or the community saying, why do I need an EIN number? In an EIN. All right. access the IRS website. That's one way. Call that number, 800, blah, blah, blah. By mail, by fax. Type of entity and employee. They give you the code that you got to look at. Tax identification number, they give you the code to look at. Business operation date, they give you the code to look at, because all of these things are on the fucking form. Special handling then is required for SS4 received from foreign entities. What are we talking about? 9-8. So they got different. Listen, man. Listen. Y'all just want me to keep going over this shit, though. 3-2. Here we go. This is the section I was looking for. Taxpayer identification number. Use the information in the table below to determine the requirements for taxpayer identification numbers. Now, who's supposed to use the table below? You are. But don't you know that they're using it too? Don't you know that? Foreign individuals are not required to have an I-10 in order to receive an EIN. You don't need to have an I-10 or SSN. You don't need none of that shit to get a fucking EIN. Y'all just make it complicated. I like that shit, for domestic entities. In any instance, type of entities, corporation, partnership, UBO, UBT, PTO, business, trust, or LLC. That's 7 already counted. Sole proprietorship is 9. Trust is 10. And then government. These are all the type of fucking entities that you can create. That's 11 I just counted. And you, it's the same form for all 11 fucking entities. How you going to fill it out if you don't know what you're supposed to be? An infant is the decedent of an estate. Y'all need to know what that means. Your straw man is already dead. That's all it is. So if you don't take over that fucking estate, guess what? You are just going to continue to be dead in fucking law. Like I said, you can abandon it. But they're still going to pillage that shit. They're still going to, you know, go after what they can and get everything that they can get out of it. Because the law provides for them to be compensated every time they what? Grow your estate. Would you think your estate is lacking? Now y'all got to go read the rest of that shit. There you go. Again, just did half the job for you. Right?
Pretty sure, man, you know what? Let me speak on that real quick. That right there is a prime example of who's in control of your estate. Your birth certificate, your social security number. That tells you right there. It just said it.
At the end of the day, it just told you you're a dead man. So I don't know what the fuck people are telling me. It's like these assholes that tell you to go into court and change your name. It's like these assholes that tell you to go into court, period. What the dead man gonna do? No, I'm the live, living soul. I am flesh and blood. I have a...
Man, Miss Jackie.
Y'all be hurting my feelings, yo. Y'all be making me hurt, man.
You caught that right.
I don't even know why I say anything.
No, I'm just saying, referring...
Guys,
I just want to make sure you're paying attention. It's like they told you who's in control of what. And that answers your question.
Yeah,
it's like we have to take back control of that.
Yeah, I understand that part. Like that part
okay.
is clear to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make
and
sure
that
you caught that.
And I understand what you're saying
that.
Too, Don. I got what you're saying
What's
as
not
well.
Clear, Ms. Jackie? No, I know you got it. Ms. Jackie, I know you're sharp, right? Me showing you tough love is just my personality. So like I said, you're either going to love me or you're going to hate me. But that's just me and my passion, right? I care about the fact that y'all want this. You're here every week so far, right? That shows me your intentions, right? So you're not here just to what? Just grab some shit and run with it. You're trying to understand this. So I'm telling you to ask the questions because you are the one that I want to help. I help the people that put the fucking time in. I'm not here to entertain people. Oh, Mr. Thank You. What Mr. Thank You going to do? Download this shit and listen to it in this private. He ain't going to get no questions answered because he ain't going to ask nothing. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, I got you. And I mean, at the end of the day,
I got you.
I don't have any additional questions yet because I do want to read this. So I do see that there is some clarification that I can get simply from reading this. So let me do that first, and then as additional questions arise, I'll come back. Yeah.
I'm trying
to
tell you.
I got you.
And
you
got to sign up for you got to sign up for the chat too, Miss Jackie, because a lot of times what I do is I put the law into the chat. So then you'll know exactly
where to go and look. Yeah, I was wondering about
that.
You were talking about the chat, and I can't figure out how to get. Is that the Discord or
on Blog Talk chat? I'm saying what we're on now that you're calling into. You just got to go.
Oh yeah, I never
see. There's a way you can sign up. So whenever I have a show upcoming, you'll get alerts and stuff like that. So,
okay,
you know, you'll know
which
days I'm on. You don't have to worry about if I take a day off or something. Like, you know, come 6 o'clock and you don't see a notice, you'd be like, all right, more than likely he's not on. Or let's say 6:30. Some days I'm late. You know what I mean? Setting up the show, but yeah, you know, you at least have an idea whether or not I'm on. But yeah, beyond that,
all right, now let me give you a heads up real quick too. I won't be here.
Uh-huh.
I won't be live on the Thursday shows. I got a class that I'm going to be taking for the next 6.5 weeks. So I won't be on the Thursday shows. I'll be here on Tuesday,
but I will
be listening. So, yeah.
No worries.
Don't kick me
out
the group.
Go back to the archive. Nah, I don't kick people out of the group, Ms. Jackie. You have
to
be doing your part. You know, when you're not doing your part and expecting me to give you all the answers, that's what's frustrating. You know, if I'm teaching you something, it shouldn't take you 7 months or 8 months or 9 months to execute. That means that you're just not doing your part. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's where the frustration comes in. And it didn't hit me, because that's a previous experience, until after the fact. And that was something that I could have done something about as a teacher, but that was frustrating. You get what I'm saying? Because I kept letting new people come in, and then new people kept asking the same shit, and the old people were stuck on the same shit. So it's just like we just kept repeating ourselves, and nobody was taking action. Then when they started to take action, they forgot about the shit I taught them. So what they do? They come and ask me the same fucking questions again. You know, I can only talk about my experience. But in any instance, the estate stuff is critical. You're not going to find that in a book, right? What you're going to see is the IRS tells you that they administer these things. I mean, by state law, excuse me. State law administer these things. So what do the state laws require? And guess what? They got statutes on that shit. Because the average person is going to do what? Read that. Because that's the rules to the game. But the average person is going to get an attorney, is what I should say. But, you know. Mr. Joe Schmo that wants to represent himself, we'll go look at that. Because it's the rules. Now, what they can't do is they don't have the lens like I do. So they don't see the private shit.
And I think that's one of the
rules.
Things that I'm most concerned about is you know, because I have an awareness now of the fact that, a couple of things. Number one, you know, I've been trained, brainwashed, whatever, for so long that I see things a certain way. Now, I am getting hints of the private or hints of the other. I'll put it that way. I think I'm just concerned. I won't say afraid. I'm concerned about missing it somewhere. I mean, reading it and seeing it, but still missing the nuances or whatever.
Let me interject, Ms. Jackie. With that right there, you're not going to just read it once and get it. It's going to take time, effort, and you're going to have to read this stuff over and over again. Because there's been many times me and Don have read stuff over. I'll catch something or he'll catch something. Like, hey, did you see that? Go back and review it. And it's like, They tell you
Ms. Jackie,
how to do things without really telling you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your approach to studying, Ms. Jackie?
So generally I'll see something and then I'll do some Googling on it. I am one of those YouTubers, you know, YouTube people to just kind of get a feel for what people are saying until some of the terms become familiar. But I have not. Admittedly, I have not dug into codes. Well, particularly since hearing you say that codes are not law, So it's like, well, I don't even want to go there if that's not that relevant. But on the flip side of that,
I'm not sure how to read the law either. Yeah, that's a misunderstanding, right? There is a guide, right? But what these people do is they live by it. What am I talking about? Consumers, you know, some of these bottom totem pole type of gurus that want to help you with a court case and shit like that. What I mean by using it is when you cite it in your documentation. That's what I mean by using it.
I got you.
Completely different to have an understanding of what is expected of you, because you can't play the game if you don't know the rules to the game. But at the end of the day, it's meant for anyone who subscribes to be a 14th Amendment. So if you don't subscribe to be a 14th Amendment, you shouldn't use that shit. It's the same thing like when people want to cite cases. The case has nothing to do with that shit. If you're foreign, you're fucking foreign. You got to take a foreign stance. How are you going to say I'm foreign and then at the same time I'm citing domestic shit? I don't do that. Okay.
Right, I got you. Now, I was going to say, I was looking at something today. So to your point about, you know, looking and studying and spending time, I do have an understanding, because you mentioned a few minutes ago that the estate is critical. And from what my understanding is that really the estate is the premise, it's the base, because you can't even move into trust without an estate, if I'm understanding correctly. Is that correct?
That's a loaded question.
Okay.
The way I'm going to answer it is, if you are not going to abandon what is in your estate, then yes, it would behoove you to also approach a trust, because the trust can protect everything. So what you here's what I learned, and I'm going to give you a public way. So I went to a Damon John presentation, thousands of dollars to go to the fucking thing, and then thousands of dollars to continue with them, right? So we paid thousands of dollars. We went to the shit, me and my lady, and we were smitten immediately, right, because of some of the resources that they provided, and then just how they were talking about managing, really, assets. You know, they talked about mm-hmm. asset protection. So I got into all of that shit way before, you know, looking at Express Trust and stuff like that. Like, I can tear down, you know, some strategies, because I have a book on trust strategies. And what the overarching theme is like, one of the things they promote is, like, not setting up everything in one state, right? So they'll tell you, like, you can open your trust in this particular state. And why I did that is because of the rules that are in place in that state. So as an example, someone would say, you know, open your trust in Hawaii. Why? Because Hawaii has a rule that if you're going to sue that entity, you need to fly your ass to Hawaii, because that's the only place you can sue.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? So mm-hmm. they give you strategies, but they'll tell you don't just set up one trust. They'll tell you set up multiple trusts, so that you can layer them. Why? Because now you don't put all your baskets into one entity. Like, it's like I was meant to do this, because, like, I'm telling y'all, 2014, when I learned about trust, you know how I just read the 6 and 7 series means, you know, they're reserved for trust in the state? I opened up at least fucking almost 10 estates, I mean 10 trusts, the day I applied for the first one. Like, I'm sitting on trust. I'm sitting on EIN. Shit that I'm not even using. But you have to mm-hmm. understand, every last one of those entities are domestic. Why? Because it has a 6 or 7 after the dash. So when you're saying you're foreign, that's where the 9-8 entity comes into play, and that's where the overarching umbrella, now the 9-8 can protect the other domestic entities. But here's the beauty of having the domestic entity. You can go fucking do banking with that shit, because the banks are already aware that it's a domestic fucking... Y'all not playing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You get, you know, I don't know if any guru is going to teach you like that, right? But I don't even know if they comprehend it like that. This is what I'm saying. But the only reason why I can say these things, and it's not bragging, is because I bust my ass. I put the work in. Because I want to help my family. I want to help my friends. I don't want to fuck anybody over. I want them to succeed. I want them to win. That's why my passion is the way it is, because I don't come to the table with bullshit. Go point out, go back, play the shit over, download, do whatever the fuck you have to do and come show me something. Show me in some code, some law, some constitution, show me something. Treaty, I'll even accept that. Show me something. I'm willing to learn. I don't know every fucking thing.
And look, Ms. Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a conversation with him, he and you bring him some information, he's going to be like, all right, go ahead, teach me. He's going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. And I just want you to understand that you don't have to defend yourself to me. Like, I get it. I get it. I just,
it's
just
not
want...
a defense. It's more of a of just letting the world know, because you're not the only person, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
While I'm speaking to you directly, there's still people listening or still people that are going to come behind. So when I try
right,
to address
right, right,
things,
right.
I'm not trying – like that's why I try to say it's like I'm going to be this way. Maybe not again with you, or maybe not all the time with you, or you get what I'm saying? But this is who I am. So when I'm doing these things,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to sugarcoat so somebody comes in. I can't tell you how many times like I spoke in like, you know, slang and all of this shit, and then somebody hits me up, but I don't write slang. So when I write
mm-hmm.
you, I'm writing, you know, eloquently. And they were like, miss me with that shit. These are learning opportunities for me. You get what I'm saying? How you present yourself is how
mm-hmm.
somebody's expecting you. So a lot of these younger people, they use Ebonics. I don't know nothing about that shit. I just know how to talk it. I just know how to talk
mm-hmm.
it. I know the lingo because of my upbringing or where I lived and shit like that. I know how to do that. But do I write like that? No, the fuck I don't. So if you get a correspondence from me, it's going to be in English. It's going to have punctuations and all type of shit that I don't have to do. That's just me. The fuck? I don't know who the fuck I'm dealing with. And they'll be pissed off if I start writing that shit in Patois, right? Like if I gave them some Jamaican shit, they'll be mad. But this is what they expect of me, broken English. No, I'm going to write you in English because I don't want there to be any misinterpretation. Half the slang they use, I don't even know what the fuck it means, Ms. Jackie. I don't. I'm trying to keep up with the young boys, right? But I don't. So when they said miss me with that shit, I was startled. I was like, did he just say miss me with what the you came to me for help. And because I responded to you in English, this is how you talk to me? Like, are you serious? But these are my experiences, Ms. Jackie. Some of it I can laugh about. Some of it is not, you know, shit I want to laugh about. You get what I'm saying? But it's a learning experience. So I'm generalizing a lot of times, even though I'm speaking directly to someone. Six will tell you. There's days where I'm very passionate, and he's like, man, I got you. I get it. You get what I'm saying? That's just me. But I try to drive a point home, too, and that's what people don't like. When I see you miss something and I know it's critical, I'm not letting it go.
I got you.
I'm not letting it go. I want you to get it. We're running out of time, too, to show by the end. Go ahead, Ms. Jackie. You had any
okay,
last comments?
I have a question
here
for
you.
So I'm just kind of perusing. I'm just perusing through this IRM. That we were just reading, and there's a couple
uh-huh.
sections, or there are a few sections actually. Like if you go to 13.2.2.2, how many EINs a responsible party can receive? And I'm just saying
uh-huh.
that because I think that's the first one. Number two has a bunch of dashes. What does that mean?
I don't know what you're reading. What was the section you said? Let me go back to it.
21.7.13.
Point
yeah, the
three,
same
two,
same section. 2-2. How many points? Because I think it's
okay.
the first time.
And you're
if you just
number
start scrolling
two,
down.
There will be, hold on, you're saying number two, right? Section two? Or bracket number two?
Bracket two, yeah.
What
you
was
see
the
words
comment,
under
you,
there?
What was the question you just asked? I'm sorry?
Do you see words in that section?
All right. I'm at 21. Dash, I mean, dot 7, dot 13, dot 3, dot 2, dot 2.
No.
Taxpayer,
no. Up, up some.
Okay, that's where I'm wrong.
No, yeah.
Okay.
21.7.13.2.2.2.
Oh, at the top. Okay.
And that's just because that's the first time first place I think that it shows up. But it looks like, I don't, is that similar to redacting?
Yeah, what are you asking me?
Hold on, Miss Jackie,
Listen, Miss Jackie, that's code for Illuminati. That you want to be down with the Illuminati, you can decipher that. I'm just kidding, Mr. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's just it's taken out, right? They no longer have that section.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to see if.
There was some information that was there that was useful, but it's not public anymore.
And that's probably a good opportunity for you to look for. And all right, so here's another trick.
Previous version.
Literally about to end. Yes, right? You want to look at previous versions, even your state statute. You want to look for previous versions, right? You want to see how far back you can actually go because, what, they changed something.
Right. I got you.
And
I got you. I got you.
The reason why they typically change these things is not because people are using the things correctly. So, hence, when I'm telling you they changed the way that you go about getting an EIN for the estate online is because people were doing it fucking wrong. And I tell you what we were doing wrong. Majority of us were taught to use the dead man as the fucking executor. You can't fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
Dead, and then he's the fucking executor. You can't fucking happen. So that's why they decided to require a social for the person who's supposed to be living, because they want a different name and a different fucking social. You can't have the dead man be dead and the executor. It's not gonna. Who the fuck is administering the estate? And you'd be foolish to use a new appellation and tie a social to it, because now it's domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Just my thoughts, people. Just my thoughts. All right, y'all. That's it. Appreciate y'all. Hopefully I got a lot of that passion stuff out. You know, if you want to learn from me, this is how you got to accept me for who I am, right? But I bring the heat. Especially when I give it to you nice and easy, and then you want to still ask me the same shit over and over. I told you I get annoyed real fast. I feel like I just need to cover shit one time, but I can't necessarily live like that because nobody's going behind and studying. That's why they're blaming everything on me. It's your fault. I'm not getting it. All right. Appreciate y'all. We'll chop it up next week. I'll be on Tuesday. So y'all have a good weekend. I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
Thanks. See ya.
Peace.